Welcome back to Texans Huddle. Patty Smith alongside my newest partner in crime, Aaron Hartigan, also of Fox Sports Southwest, now joining us on our Texans programming as our pre- and post-game host from our studios. We introduced you to her on Texans training camp today, but if you didn't get a chance to see Aaron there, here she is on Texans Huddle.
Oh, no, hey, here's your double dose. Oh, no, there's your double dose. No, very much looking forward to coming aboard. I can't say I've ever been more welcomed by an entire community surrounding an organization than I have the Texans, and I'm talking coaching staff to media members on down. So it's been a warm welcome, and I'm ready to get going. I know you are as well.
Absolutely. Aaron will be, of course, in the studios alongside Tony Banks. We'll still be providing coverage from the games from Houston or on the road. But you've now spent a couple days out here at training camp, as you mentioned, got to kind of know everyone. Just your overall impressions of the team itself and what you see.
You know, I think I got a closer look with Hard Knocks, which is beneficial that this season on Hard Knocks is the Texans. I'm able to kind of get a look both on and off field. I'll tell you this much. I'm wishing I could use Bill O'Brien language right now, but, you know, after watching him here at practices and watching him in Hard Knocks last night, I was ready to run through a brick wall for that guy and for this team. He just, he resembles a lot of my former coaches, I think. That's F-bombs and all. And I think it serves a purpose and it instills that confidence in you that you need. And I just think, he is exactly what Houston needed. And you're kind of seeing the benefits of him at the helm this year as opposed to, you know, last year being his first at the helm. So that's kind of what I've taken away. He's already changed the culture so much.
Yeah, one of Aaron's coaches, of course, Aaron, a softball player, so that's what she's referring to, our little star here. But one of the stars that came out of Hard Knocks that Aaron was talking about was DeAndre Hopkins, and I had a chance to catch up with him. Obviously, Tuesday night, the premiere of Hard Knocks, you're kind of one of those guys that everybody's talking about that stood out. I know you watched it. We followed some of your tweets. Just your overall thoughts.
It was an interesting show. You know, I think they did a good job of covering it. You know, and it was exciting. I didn't expect it, you know, to kind of the happen how it happened. I didn't know that was going to put the whole, you know, me and D-Hall arguing in there, but it was interesting.
Well, when you watch that back, and obviously in the heat of the moment, you kind of know what was said and you know how it went down, but what's it like to be sitting there on your couch and watch that unfold and play back?
It was weird. I didn't know I said all that.
I don't even know what you said.
Yeah, I don't think I know either, but when you're in the heat of the moment, you know, you kind of get your blood flowing, and it's just, you know, us being competitive out there and going back and forth.
Well, you know, it's fun for us to watch. I mean, I've been covering this team since the beginning, and I think I've never missed a practice, yet I saw things I've never seen in 12 or 15 years. As a player, are you kind of seeing things and learning about the team that maybe you didn't even know because you don't have that much access to all the different positions?
Yeah, they show a lot of stuff that I really didn't know, you know, that happens with the positions and with the defense especially, you know, but I think they cover, you know, everything well. It's just the first episode, so, you know, it's going to be a lot more, I hope.
You know, you seem like you're having fun with not only that, but with a lot of things. You know, leaving Richmond, you're putting out some tweets and just kind of looking like you're feeling comfortable with kind of who you are, your position on this team, and being able to kind of just say what you think and feel and have a little bit of fun with it.
Yeah, it's my job, and I love it. You know, if you don't love what you do, you know, then there's no point in doing it. So I'm just out here making the best of of this opportunity that I have and, you know, just having fun with it, you know, kind of loosening up and giving guys a laugh.
So this week now, back here in Houston, out here practicing, actually preparing for a game against the 49ers, what are you looking to accomplish this week to get ready for that matchup on Saturday?
I'll just go out in the game and have no MAs. You know, that's for everybody. Go out and try to have the perfect game. We put in a lot of preparation. You know, that's kind of hard to do, but, you know, that's what we practice every day for. And, you know, that's our goal right now, to go out and have a perfect game.
If you had to sort of grade yourself, rate yourself, and maybe if you don't want to do it on yourself, kind of how this receiver corps is doing, kind of give me a little breakdown and scouting report.
that's kind of hard, but you know, I think from me all the way down to the last person, everybody's out here working. You know, there's not too many guys that's really separating themselves, and that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing because everybody is making plays out here. So, you know, I would give it a grade, you know, off everybody working, a 10, 1 out of 10, because, you know, everybody's out here working hard.
You just like the number 10.
Yeah, I love it. 1.0.
And, you know, Patty, that's kind of going back to what I talked about earlier with Bill O'Brien, you know, guys feeding off of that energy he provides. You see the guys emerging, but even the veterans feed off of it as well. J.J. Watt, of course, perfect, the All-American guy. But Vince Wilfork, that big brother in the locker room, he's been at the top of the mountain twice, so he has that experience, and there's something to be said for that being in your locker room and being contagious around some of these younger guys like a DeAndre, who, again, like I said, is very much feeding off of that.
Yeah, a great group of guys here, and we are glad you're here getting to know them. We welcome you and can't wait to work with you on Sundays.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, Patty.
All right, we've taken another time out here on the show, but don't go anywhere. When we come back, we will visit with General Manager Rick Smith. Stay with us.